songs.
Face to face, yeah, it's been a while. Don't know what to say, so just say a smile. Oh, we had a falling out, so I ran away. But I'm coming back and I need to see. All the things we've done, all the things we've been through. Oh no, was it not easy, but we had some good times too. Oh, it wasn't all black and white. You brought color to my life.
Oh, ain't I know you care. When sometimes life isn't fair, but we've been through it all, and we know what it takes. If you don't fight for your love, what kind of love do you face? We will spend our lives together. Doesn't matter the weather, because I know you're here. Oh, ain't I know you care. When sometimes life isn't fair, but you'll be here. You be here, oh, 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 oh. But you be here, oh, 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 oh. 'Cause we've been through it all, and we know what it takes. If you don't fight for your love, what kind of love do you face? And we will spend lives together. Doesn't matter the weather, because I know you're here. Oh, and I know you care. When sometimes life isn't fair, but you'll be here.
Just to share something that I think we can all try and understand a little bit more about ourselves, and that is the concept of us recognizing, each and every one of us recognizing that I have all the, we spoke a little bit about it yesterday, that I have within myself everything that I need. Sha'asa li kol tzarki, that Hashem has given me and has given each and every one of us everything that I need. Yesh li kol, as Yaakov Avinu says, the difference, they say, between Esav and Yaakov is Yaakov Avinu says, Yesh li kol, I have everything. His focus is on filling up and realizing how full he is, how F-U-L-L he is, how full I am, how much I have, and how everything that I have is within me. You know, a lot of times we feel empty. A lot of times we feel that I'm missing something, and I can't put my finger on what it is that I'm missing. And we go ahead and we could spend our time toiling and working to fill up this empty feeling that I have from the outside, from the chitzonius, from the outside. In benching, we say, Osanu v'yeskola shalanu. You all know this as growing up. Osanu v'yeskola shalanu. Kamoshin is baruch hu avoseinu. Just like the blessings to our forefathers, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. What do we say after that? Bakol, mikol, kol. What does that mean? Bakol, everything, from everything, with everything. Kain yivarech osanu. So too God will bless me, all of us, with everything. Where is that from? So it's from the Torah. Because in this week's parasha, what does it say? Va'avraham zokein bo bayomim. V'Hashem beirach es Avraham bakol. Bakol, that's bakol. By Yitzchak, in Parshas Toldos, what does it say? It says, V'yechrad Yitzchak, charada gedola, and he says, V'yomer mi'efahu atzatzai, v'yaveli v'ochal mikol. I ate everything. I'm full from eating everything. And Yaakov, as I just mentioned before, Yaakov, when he meets with Esav, and he says, V'chi yesh li kol, I have everything. One of the challenges that we have, as I said, a lot of our chasing and running after things is to fill up this hole that I have inside of me. And each and every one of us have things that we feel like, what am I missing? Why do I feel this lack? Why do I feel this lack? The Ramchal in Mesil Zisharim explains, and he says it's so powerful. He says, the shalom and shalva, peace and serenity of recognizing that you have everything is for the malachei asharis. In the world above, in the spiritual world of angels, everybody feels they are exactly who they are. They're not jealous. There's no jealousy. I'm not looking outside of myself. Asher kulam smeichim bavudasam ish ish al makomo. Everybody recognizing my place, what I have, is perfectly imperfect. All my imperfections, all the things that I'm missing, all the things that I think I need, that's exactly what I'm supposed to have. I actually have everything. The midah of kina, of jealousy, as the Ramchal says, is very painful. The pasuk says, "Urakav atzamois kina." What does that mean? It's rooted in your independence of who you are, because you could have everything. You could have everything because you do have everything. But what happens? You look over there. A guy goes ahead and he buys a new suit, and he gets ready, and he buys a beautiful new suit. Buys a nice tie, he says, okay, I'm going to wear it, takes a nice shower before Shabbos, puts on a little nice cologne or sprays some cologne, and he's all ready for his beautiful suit, his new suit, his nice tie, whatever he's wearing, it's all fresh, and he feels good about it. And then suddenly from a distance, he sees someone else wearing a brighter suit, a cooler suit, nicer shoes. His hair actually looks better than his hair. And suddenly what happens? What I have disappears. It disappears. I could have everything, but somehow it disappears when I look outside of myself. It's one of the reasons why I love doing Hilchos Lashon Hara and talking about not speaking Lashon Hara. Because it's not just the Medrash about Lashon Hara says, Man boi chai, man boi chai. Who wants life? Who wants life twice? Because people think that Lashon Hara is about, oh, you did an Aveira, in the next world you're going to get punished, or whatever it does for you in the next world. Say the tzaddikim say on the Medrash, it says, man boi chai in this world. Your world will be miserable in this world if you're talking about other people. Why? Because the second I'm in someone else's business, I begin to suffer. I don't mean physically suffering. I'm talking about emotionally and mentally suffering. When I'm in other people's business, when my life is in someone else's business, so not only it might be that I'm lacking something, but even if I'm not lacking something, the Ramchal says, "Urekav atzamois kina." You're mitztayer. He says, you're doyeg, you're worried, you have tsar, that even the tovo shebiyadai lo yahanuhu. I'm not even able to look at myself and see my beauty because I'm so busy in someone else's world. I'm living in someone else's world. Besides the fact that I can't do anything to that, I can't change someone else's world. I can't control someone else's world. But the avoda for a person to learn and for a person to begin to experience, not to look at other people, not to look at someone else, not to even look, not to even discuss, not to even think. You know, Baruch Hashem, we live in a society and we live in a time where everything is about what's going on in the world. But when a person learns to really appreciate, as it says over here, when a person realizes, Davar Yeral Rov Bnei Adam Luyedu Vlo Yavinu Ki Ein Adam Noigea Bamuchan Lechaveru Afilu Kamalo Neima. I've always asked guys this. Are you jealous when you're playing basketball? When you're playing basketball, are you jealous of who's like the best player now in the NBA? Sorry to sound so like such a classic rabbi for asking that question.
Donovan Mitchell.
Luka.
Jalen Brunson.
It's not Brunson. Okay, bad question. Sorry.
Caitlin Clark.
Yeah. Okay, we'll start with Caitlin Clark. It'll be easier to start with Caitlin Clark, right? Is anyone, when you're playing basketball, are you jealous of Caitlin Clark? The answer is no. You're not jealous of, okay, bad example? I don't know. She's okay. Are you jealous of a great NBA or WNBA star? You're not jealous. Why are you not jealous? Because they're out of your league. You're not jealous of someone who's out of your league. You're jealous of the guy next to you. The reason you're jealous of the person next to you is because maybe I could have what the person... No one's jealous of Elon Musk. Why? Because he's a gazillionaire. But you could be jealous of a millionaire. Why? Because I could become a millionaire. You could be jealous of someone who's got $10 million because I could become $10 million. You could be jealous within your boundaries of who you are. You're not jealous of someone who's out of your league. Says the Ramchal, everybody's out of your league. The guy next to you is also out of your league. Because you're neshama, kishem, she'ein partzufeim, doima zulu zu. You're empty inside. You might be empty inside. You might be rotting, so to speak, inside. You know where that rotting comes from? Not from you. It doesn't come from you. It comes from when we neglect me. And when I don't look at me and I build myself and I don't build myself and I'm looking at other people and I'm basing my strength and my success and my everything when it's all in the name of competition, that's very, very painful. It's something that you will not, it's very, very difficult. I want to mention, I don't know if everybody here or if anyone here for that matter knows Yisrael Rosenberg. Yisrael's here. Love it. Yes, speech, yes. Yisrael sat in this shir and was very involved in this shir for many years. And Yisrael's a person that who I'm Mir Tashem, it's a tefillah of mine, it's a prayer of mine, it's a real tefillah, and I'm saying it publicly. I asked him before if I could say it, for Yisrael to help the chevra, to come back to yeshiva to help the guys, and I'll tell you what Yisrael could help. Guys, Yisrael is a person who, just like you, is sitting here. Yisrael is someone just like you who sat here and was always asking questions. He was one of the guys, if you listen to the recordings from 3 years back or 4 years back, I probably you know, mentioned your name, you know, at least once a week, Yisrael Rosenberg. Why? Because a person who's digging and digging and digging bakol mikol kol to find himself and to find what's missing, to find how can I fill myself up? And Baruch Hashem, he found that. He found that within his life, and it's how old are you, Yisrael, now? 22. 22 years old. He's a... And I want to ask you, Yisrael, I want to ask you, I said it's Minister Mine that I'm going to say this piece over. I said it's for sure going to connect. Yisrael's going to be like, yeah, okay, good. Yisrael, I want to hear if you could share something of your journey that's important. I'll tell you why. Because what happens is a lot of times all of us are looking for the answers, and I'm saying this in such a deep way. We're looking for the answers to solve our problems out there. And when you think the solving of the problem is out there, that very thought is the problem. I'm going to say that again. When you think the problem is out there, and you think the problem is in your roommate, and you think that the problem is in your mother, and you think the problem is in your father, and you think the problem is in the something, that very thought, as we've said many times, when you point at somebody, you have three fingers pointing at yourself. And one of the problems I think that we have, one of the challenges, let me say better, that I think we all have, each and every one of us. It was funny that I told that to Yisrael when I saw him. I said, you look great, the shine. And he's like, Yisrael's a humble guy. He's like, nah. I'm like, Yisrael, you've heard me say this many times. There's only one person who you can't see, and that's yourself. Why? Because the Yetzirah doesn't want you to be able to see you. You could have everybody else. How many times? We're learning this in Mesillas Yesharim at night, which, by the way, I encourage everybody. It's a 9, under 10 minutes, right? Bensi can testify. Last night we went a little bit over 10. 10 minutes will change your life. Come after Maariv. I'm just telling you. Come after Maariv. We're learning about it, about the fact that you could have everybody say something about you until you're ready to accept what people are saying about you. You could say, yeah, you're great, you're awesome, you're this, you're that, you're this, right? The guy who has a little hole in his cup. Oh, I'm supposed to give a shout out for the new canteen, the Popper new canteen that is coming, I think, what is it, tonight, Michelle? You don't know. Yeah, they say with some.
Michelle's cookies, everybody.
Michelle's cookies. A new, fresh canteen coming tonight to everyone. Okay, I was asked to say that, so I said it. I'm happy that we're improving. The canteen was great. It's not a stira, as I tell people, right? I have a great marriage, Baruch Hashem. I want to have a better marriage. It's not a stira. It's not a contradiction. Bli Ayin Hara, I have a great marriage. Bli Ayin Hara. Bli Ayin Hara. Bli Ayin Hara. Bli Ayin Hara. Married 30, Bli Ayin Hara, 32 years. Bli Ayin Hara. Bli Ayin Hara. The clap. Thank you for the clap. The clap goes for the fact that I have Bli Ayin Hara, a great marriage. I want to have a better marriage today and tomorrow, a better marriage. And the day after that. Yeah, yeah. And I want to, and it's not a steer to say that Ben C. Newman's a great guy. Right? Wait. And to say that he's sitting in shear to become a better guy. Why is that a stira? That's not a contradiction. It's not a contradiction. What happens is when we're looking, when you have a hole in your cup, when you have a hole within yourself, you have a hole somewhere, and you're looking to fill that up from other people, not with other people. From other people. Nobody can fill that up except for yourself. Now, I could have my friends to tell me about me. I could say, well, why don't you give me insight about me? Why don't you give me insight? And everyone says, you know what you have to work on? I had this once in yeshiva. Someone came over to me. This is probably 6-7 years ago. Someone came over to me and he says, how do I learn about myself? And know what I told him? And I couldn't believe he did it. He says, how do I learn more about myself? I say, go over to 5 of your friends, go over to 3 of your rebbeim, and make a list of things that they feel that I need to work on. What are some of my strengths and what are some of my weaknesses? So that's not a contradiction to say that I have everything within myself. It's just I can't always see myself. I need other people to show me. And what do I need to do? I need to maybe learn to be open to accept what they're saying about me and not to fight it. Not to fight it. Yisrael, I'm giving you the pass or the alley-oop. Yes. I want to give you the mic that if there's something you could share, Yisrael is a person who I want him to share whatever you're comfortable sharing. You've sat here. You've been on a journey yourself. I'm not getting into what that journey was. If you want to share, you don't want to share. But let's hear. How did you fill up? Okay, I'll let it look at that.
I don't know if I could say, like, just sit here and be like, I have been filled up. I have the answer. I have it solved. But I think Rebbe said pretty much the essence. And I think just the biggest part is just being able to live by it and not, you know, have it just like in your head. It's funny. The first job I got when I left yeshiva, in the bathroom it had a sign. It said, if you want to feel like you have everything, if you want everything in the world, feel like you do.
Nice.
Meaning, it's all a matter of perception. It's all a matter of how you see the world. And I think Rebbe said it very, very wonderfully. I don't know how that's gonna relate to my specific story, at least in this moment. But I was speaking to Rafal before. I was like, yeah, what does that mean? Like, he's like, do you think now that you're sober, you think like therapy would be helpful? I said, for me personally, I wouldn't feel much benefit from just sitting and rehashing the same kind of, yes, problem with my father. Oh, shkoyach, there, I saved you $200. Oh, problem with my mother. Like for me personally, that's how it was. It was like, okay, I get it, but if I'm feeling like low self-esteem, like maybe I should do some esteemable acts. Like if I'm feeling useless, I need to go show myself that I'm useful. I don't need to compare myself what that means to another person, but like for myself, I know a lot of, like, it's also like a very Jordan Peterson way of looking at it. It's like, happiness isn't the goal. Happiness is a byproduct of going on that journey of finding purpose. And when you have purpose, invariably you just feel better about yourself. And if you do the right thing, there's something about the spirit of the universe, the spiritual nature of doing the right thing, of doing God's will, that no matter what, you just at the end of the day, you're able to cope with life on life's terms, and I think that's the goal for everyone. It's not about the money, it's about what the money is going to make me feel. It's not about if I have, there's no specific thing that will bring anyone happiness. It's all that belief that this thing will give me a certain feeling. But if I can have the feeling without the thing, well, I don't need the thing. Nice. So if I could believe that I have everything I need, whether it's true or not true, is completely up to me. Like I remember a line Rebbe used to say, if I forgot the exact thing, right, but like, if you believe you can.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, if you believe you can, or if you have everything in life, the answer is yes. Yes, sir. Yes,
right,
or no.
If you believe you can, or if you believe you can't, you are right.
And I would say the same thing if you have everything you need. If you believe you have everything you need, then you do. If you believe you don't, you don't. And no amount of material objects or accomplishments or whatever is gonna bring you that. That's my list.
Drop. drop mic. Ari Garfield says drop mic. That's drop mic. Yes. Drop the mic. Beautiful. I want to say that it's so Minashamayim because to live in a state that a person can begin to say Yesh Li Kol Va Avraham Zaken Bo Bayom and Vashem Beirach Es Avraham Bakol, that Hashem has blessed you with everything. Hashem has given you everything. Everything that you need to for you to be whatever it is that you need to be. Hashem has given that to you. When a person starts beginning to look at himself like that, he doesn't talk about other people. He's not looking at other people. He's looking within himself. He's listening to how other people, listening to someone to say, what do you feel that I have? What do you feel that I have that is great? What do you feel that I have that is beautiful? What do you feel, you know, I don't know if everybody knows Doobie. You guys know Doobie Rosenstaff? Doobie, I want to tell you something about Doobie. I want to tell you something about Doobie. Doobie is a person who I learn from, and I know everybody here learns from, as a humble, humble, dedicated, sweet. He probably never spoke a word of Lashon Hara in his life. I don't believe he ever spoke negative about anyone in his life, well, at least on purpose. Why am I saying that? Because to you, that might sound like, you don't know. But maybe there's a part of us that we don't know about ourselves, and we need other people to tell us that about ourselves, and we have to learn maybe to believe that. Maybe we have to have people in our lives help us realize how great we truly are. Maybe it's not, and again, it doesn't mean that it's not, you can have everybody telling you, you're awesome, you're awesome, you're awesome, you're awesome, you're awesome. But if you have that hole in the cup, it's not going to stay. But when you learn to let go and say, wait, maybe I'm really, you guys know Avram Aaron? You guys know Avram Aaron Rosenberg over here? Avram Aaron. I can tell you something. Besides Avram Aaron's, yeah, besides Avram Aaron's great looks, she is right. Besides Avram Aaron's great looks, which really in a certain way is cute, no pun intended. It's cute, it's great, it doesn't get a person, it gets a person only, that doesn't impress me about Avram Aaron. But Avram Aaron's sweetness and dedication to grow and to work on himself and to be honest and to try and change. So you're going to say, whatever you're going to say. It's so important for us all. That's what's so beautiful about this yeshiva. Ish es re'eyu yazoiru ulochiv yoimar chazak. To be machazik each other and strengthen each other and help each other and be there for each other and to remind us all that we actually have so much. We have so much. We have so much. And maybe we have to stop looking at other people, myself included. Not to think about other people. Not in a negative way. Not to think about other people. Am I doing, like Yisrael was saying, maybe I don't feel good about myself, not because I'm jealous of that guy. Maybe because I'm actually not doing the things that I know I want to be doing. Maybe I'm really not living the life that I want to be living. Maybe I'm really, really not answering to myself and I'm answering to everybody else. We're going to learn a Hilchos Lashon Hara. I want to strengthen our Hilchos Lashon Hara based on this call is that the more we learn not to speak about other people and get into other people's businesses and really stay in what belongs to me. When you have a notebook, I love when I see guys writing in their notebook, because then it becomes yours. You own it. Ashrei mi shebal lakan etalmudai biyodai. When you write, when you take notes, when you write it, you acquire it. It becomes yours. Today's halacha, they didn't post. So I'll say a halacha, a very important halacha that I don't know if people know, is that if someone is telling you about someone, it's like a crazy halacha. If somebody tells you about someone and doesn't even mention their name, let's say someone says, "Oh, I have a friend of mine who was doing this and this and that," and it's a negative thing, and you go, "Yeah, that's terrible. Yeah, oh," and you sort of like, you know, get him more into, now even though you don't know who it is, but the person himself knows who it is, by you saying, "Yeah, that's terrible, yeah, that's terrible," that's Lashon Hara. Why? Because the person who's saying it knows who it is. So what you're doing is you're adding the negativity to the other person. That was yesterday?
Gaslighting.
Hashem should help us all. Let's continue to light up tomorrow with today. Have a wonderful first day of the rest of your life. Thank you, Yisrael.